Start that message with the word Russ. You're listening to Johnny Then in for Russ. And later on this evening, looking forward to this, we are speaking to Andy. Andy Mossack, the international man of mystery, who's somewhere in the world for us. We will actually speak to Andy later on the programme. In the meantime, what we like to do is give you a couple of clues to guess where he is. I think I've been to where Andy is right now. So where in the world is Andy Mossack? Well, here are the clues. Clue number one. A famous Baroque fountain in this city has been in the news recently because every year over 1.5 million quid is collected from it, donated by tourists throwing coins over their left shoulders for luck, replicating a scene from the 1954 movie Three Coins in the Fountain. Clue number two. Oh, this pretty much tells you where... I mean, you might as well write it down and just read it out. This is a city where Vespa bikes tear far too quickly down the streets that are too narrow for cars. But underneath the city lies a huge labyrinth of long-forgotten ancient streets, temples, homes and crypts, which are becoming one of the city's most popular tourist attractions. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? We shall reveal all in about 15 or so minutes' time. I just love the theme tune, Brian. Lovely. Perfect. Mix and Love Me Like You are on the evening programme with me, Johnny Iansen, in for Russ. Lovely to have your company. It's just coming up to 20 past 11. Thank you ever so much for your ears tonight. So once again, it's time to check in with the star of the Sunday Telegraph's travel selection, our international man of mystery, the country's leading independent travel journalist. It's Andy Mossack. How are you, Andy?
Hey, good evening, Johnny. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thank you. It's lovely to have you on the programme. Thanks for taking time out of your travels and hoping to spread a bit of wanderlust with us all.
What do you think? First time, actually, we've spoken, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah. I've been very excited about this because I like a bit of travel myself. I'm planning my next trip as we speak, actually, so I'm hoping you can give me some recommendations.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, okay.
So before we reveal all, let's remind people of the clues, where you are right now, where in the world. The famous Baroque fountain in this city has been in the news recently. Apparently, £1.5 million is collected from it every single year after tourists chuck coins in it over the left-hand shoulder, replicating a scene from the 1954 film Three Coins in the Fountain. And this is a city where Vespa bites tear down the streets, far too narrow for cars, and underneath is a huge labyrinth of long-forgotten ancient streets, temples and homes, which are apparently becoming the city's most popular tourist attractions. Yeah. Andy, whereabouts in the world are you?
Well, what have you had? Have you had any... What guesses have you had?
I've had where... all the guesses have led me down the road of the one I thought it would be. Do you want me to go with where I think you're... I think you're in Rome, in Italy.
Spot on.
Oh,
well done.
You're in Rome. I thought you would. I haven't got any music to play for Rome, but I've got this. I mean, this is a remotely sounding bit of music. Here. Just ignore the Napoli bit. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, like that? Come on.
Fantastic.
Bit of Dino.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
What a great city.
Oh, it's fantastic. City. So I went to Rome. Yeah. I went to Rome. It must have been about 5 or 6 years ago. Just an amazing place, full of incredible things that a little bit like when you go to New York, places you've seen so many times on TV and in films, it's almost too much to take in when you see them in the flesh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they don't call it the Eternal City for nothing. You know, it's just something else. It's definitely one of my favorite places in the world. Interestingly, though, I was here because I got invited to a very posh, fancy opening of a new hotel.
Oh, lovely. It's
called the Radisson Collection. It's the Palazzo Monte Martini Hotel. And it's, I'll tell you why, all the great and good of Rome are here tonight. Actually, the bash is on tonight. And I had to be dragged away to do this for you.
Oh, eh? I bet you're devastated.
I mean, it's great. They've been like, I mean, human marionettes, for instance, right? I mean,
really?
Performers with body paint. I mean, it's like really quite extraordinary what's going on here. But I tell you what's interesting, actually, because I love the way you said just before about, you know, too many tourists and the kind of, you know, it's always tourists in the favourite parts of the world, right? And one of the things that I always like to do is discover kind of alternative things to see in a city that's got really, really very busy sites, you know?
Mm.
And obviously, if you come to Rome for the first time, you've got to go to the Colosseum, the Spanish Steps, and the Trevi Fountain, Pantheon, Vatican, obviously. And by the way, do you know, all the fashion brands now are sponsoring all these landmarks.
Are they? Are they?
Yeah.
Well, the Colosseum sponsored by Nike or something like that.
Yeah, by Tod's.
The posh shoes.
They stuck 25 million quid.
Really?
Yeah. You've got Fendi are doing, I think it's the Trevi Fountain. So they're obviously helping to, you know, to clean it up and help, you know, to make the sites better for people. So that's good. But here's a top tip anyway. The hotel where I'm in, it's in a place called Termini, which is like the Termini station, like Rome's main railway terminus.
Right.
And normally, you know, neighbourhoods with railway stations are a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
But this is just quite different. It's out of the centre, which is great because there's no crowds. And it's much quieter, but it's still only like a 15-minute walk into the centre. So it's so good. And then here, they're like extraordinary places to see on the doorstep. You know, there's like huge chunks of the original Roman wall that used to be around ancient Rome is here, right? On the literally next door. And there's like this thing called the Diocletian Baths, which is like an unbelievable thing they've excavated here, which is like an ancient public thermal bath system with most ridiculous architecture and an art in it. You know, it's dating like 300 AD.
Wow.
And no one ever goes there because they're all busy going to the Trevi Fountain, you know? So that's quite good. And then the other little tip is, because of the hills, Rome is like, it's got these, obviously got like steep roads, but they've got little back streets where you could disappear down, and they call the balconies. They sort of come out above all the well-known landmarks. So you can go up these streets and then overlook the Trevi Fountain, for instance, where there's no one there because they're all down below you, you know?
One of my top tips was we went and did all the Vatican thing. We didn't go in the Vatican. We wanted to go into St. Peter's Basilica, but the queue was just ridiculous. So we walked around a bit and kind of hoped to see the Pope. We never did. Went to the museum to see the Sistine Chapel, and we got there quite late. So we just got in before last entry, which I think was an hour before closing. No queue whatsoever, whereas the queue before was something like 2 hours to get in it. Not a single person in that queue. It was absolutely fantastic. We did that for a lot of the different exhibits and sites that were that you had to go between a certain time to see, and went towards the end, and it worked out fantastically. I've got to admit, when I went to the Trevi Fountain, I was quite disappointed because I could hardly move for people selling selfie sticks and tourist tats. It was a little bit of a letdown for me because it was just so horrendously busy and hassly around there.
Yeah, I know. You've got to pick the right times, and also, you know, as I said, try and do the other thing, just look down at it. As long as you can see it, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
But these catacombs, I went today actually to them, and again, fantastic. 12 kilometres of tunnels under the city. It's quite ridiculous, you know, and they're like over 1,000 years old. And it's hard to describe it, but, you know, empty again, no one there.
And so full on really streets, underground streets, is it?
Yeah, they're kind of excavated out, and then like the people, they used to bury people there because they wanted to, you know, they had to, Rome, kind of ancient Rome was quite small.
Mm.
So they didn't ever have to bury people in the city. So they took them out and then they just started burying them into tunnels. And they're kind of, these tombs are all over the place. It's very eerie, but just very, very fascinating. It's great. And have you ever been to the beach in Rome as well?
I didn't even know I had one.
15 miles away is the beach.
Is it?
You get on the bus for a euro. And pop down to the sea.
For a euro? I can't even go two stops here in Leeds for a euro.
See? There are, you know, great things to be had.
Yeah.
And don't forget, a Roman pizza is amazing.
Well, see, that's my next question, Andy. What's it, food and drink then? Because obviously I drank a lot of wine and I ate a lot of pizza. Now, I don't know whether I was just caught up in the romance of the city, but there was something about, I mean, there's something about eating pasta and pizza anywhere in Italy, but in Rome especially, there's something pretty magical about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, the Roman pizza, I think, is great anyway, because it's crispy and they put olive oil on the dough, you know, so it crisps up and you don't get those big sort of crusts around the outside, which I always think are a bit doughy.
Yeah.
So these things are really lovely. And artichokes are big here. They do all kinds of fried artichokes and, you know, the dolce here, you know, the sweets are really lovely. And yeah, I mean, you know, they're so serious about their food.
Oh,
they
take it deadly serious. Yeah, I mean, you're not getting any Chicago town deep pan pizza in Rome.
No, mate.
That's for sure.
This is the real deal. Yeah, lovely mozzarella. Oh, I love it.
Let's talk booze. How much wine have you had?
I've been enjoying a bit of red. Yeah, I do like a little tipple of red, and they've got a nice local red here, which is pretty good. It's a good wine country for sure. You can't beat Italian red, as far as I'm concerned. It's really lovely.
Yeah. You see, I'm trying to do dry January at the moment, so this is part heaven.
Take some olive oil, stick it on a soup spoon and guzzle it like that.
Have that
it's
instead.
Really nice, you know.
Is it ridiculously expensive?
I don't think so. I mean, it's you know, obviously the sites, and it costs you to get into these things. I always think a good one is to take the sort of hop on, hop off bus.
Mm.
It's really good value, and you could get a 3-day pass, normally for about €20. And it gets you in also to some of these museums too. But getting on and off is good. But you can walk around the city, you know. It's so nice just to walk around. And walking around all these old Roman ruins is just brilliant. And I love it because you come across these little piazzas, you know, with little ornate fountains everywhere and the cobbled roads, which are obviously one of the unique things about Rome.
Mm.
Those cobbled roads are just incredible. And the little squares, I mean, it's just great. It's great. It doesn't matter whether it's winter or summer, as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. Anytime.
And it is, you're right. There's something about Italy walking around. I mean, you probably get this. You do get this in lots of parts of Europe, but especially around Italy, you'll walk and you'll stumble across these tiny little squares or these quite big squares, which in any other city would be the main square or the main tourist attraction. But there are just so many in places like Rome that I think it is possible just to find one that is fairly quiet and not ridiculously busy and enjoy it as it's meant to be enjoyed, just kind of bimbling around a little bit, stopping for a drink, having a slice of pizza or whatever. And it is possible to find those because there are so many of them.
Yeah, and you get these aperitivo now as well. You know about that?
Yeah,
aperitivo, which is, you know, you get food as well just thrown in, so that's quite good.
Yeah, so you could, I mean, you can just eat for free if you time it properly around tea time, can't you?
Right? It's fantastic. And you know, not one person's mentioned Brexit. They're just not interested.
They not. See, it's worth the trip alone just to avoid Brexit over
avoid
there.
Avoid the B word.
Isn't it? It's worth the trip alone. And have you, because the Italians are mad for what's the spritzer called, that everybody has about tea time.
Aperol.
Aperol spritz. Have you had an Aperol spritz yet?
I can't stand it.
I can't stand it. It looks fantastic, but it tastes disgusting. What is it?
Yeah. It's, that's a good question. It's orange.
It's orange. I don't know what it is. It's just a classic. It's Aperol, which is like a sort of spirit liqueur, and it's Prosecco, isn't it? That's all it is.
Yeah, it's just fizzy, sweet stuff. It's really...
Yeah, it's awful.
They have a lot up in the mountains too. They sort of... The Swiss resorts, you know, the ski resorts, all that sort of thing, they love it.
Yeah.
It doesn't do anything for me.
Don't do anything for me.
And last, I must tell you a quickie if I've got time.
Yeah, of course you have.
There's over here with Termini, well, I said Termini Station here, there's the Royal Automobile Club kind of Italian version of it. And last time I was here, we had 20, one of the sort of classic Fiat 500s.
Oh, yeah.
And we had 20 of them, and we all went in line going around the city, you know, hooting and touring the city in a Fiat 500. Got to be done.
Sounds great. And see, a Fiat 500 is one that you could stand a chance of getting down some of those tiny little streets as well.
Oh, yeah. Beat a Vespa. Yeah
absolutely. Andy, lovely to talk to yourself. Safe travels. We'll let you get back to your very posh hotel opening.
Oh, yeah. They're calling me. I've got to go.
Yeah, I bet they are. Ciao,
thanks,
Bella. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao.
Andy Moss out there, best job in the world. On par with this one anyway, eh? Independent travel writer. Get a bit of wanderlust in your life.